These shootings in New Zealand went before a district court judge today charged with murder. 28-year-old Brenton Harrison Tarrant from Australia will enter a plea next month. Mike Bush is the Canterbury Police Commissioner.
He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April. And what charges he faces then will be determined by this investigation.
Tarrant is a self-declared white supremacist. New Zealand's Prime Minister says, as brutal as it was with 49 people killed, it could have been even worse on Friday. More from Reuters correspondent Ed Giles.
New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, confirmed on Saturday it was clear that young children had been caught up in the attack, saying the attacker had intended to continue the rampage when he was stopped by police.
None of those apprehended had a criminal history either here or in Australia. And as I said last night, they were not on any watch lists either here or in Australia. Given global indicators around far-right extremism, our intelligence community has been stepping up their investigations in this area.
Among the stories from survivors, one from 48-year-old Abdul Aziz, who says he chased after the gunman.
He tried to get more gun from his car. When he see me, I'm chasing with the gun he set on his car. And I just got that gun and threw on his window like an arrow and blast his window, and he thought I shot him or something, and the guns come back and just he drive off.
Russia says it will not leave unanswered the sanctions that the U.S., Canada, and the European Union have imposed for Russia's 2018 attack on three Ukrainian ships, the annexation of Crimea, and Russian activities in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement its sanctions target six Russian individuals and eight entities in response to Russia's aggression in Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued